A star born in Bollywood, talented and beautiful Anushka Sharma, welcome aboard on India Waves TV and radio. How are you?
Hi Lakshmi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. For those who don't know Anushka, how would you like to introduce yourself to them?
Hi everyone listening to me on Wave Radio. Well, I'm Anushka. I'm a lot like Tanya with the, you know, you've seen in the film of Nimnati Jodi. You know, I live life to the fullest, and it might sound cliche, but that's the truth. And I love talking. I have a very frank nature, and you know, I say whatever's on my mind with completely correct and good intentions, and most of the time it's taken well.
Wow, okay. And I can tag along just by listening to your introduction. Anushka is down to earth and very lively. I can hear that.
Really? Oh, okay, great. Keep all the compliments coming in, Lakshmi.
Good, good. It will be. You already have such a head start in Yash Raj's films, Rab Ne Bana Di Jodi. How was your reaction initially?
Well, I was happy, and you know, sometimes you don't even find adjectives to describe how you felt, or find words to describe a statement or anything to describe how you feel when you experience something as surreal as being a part of a film which is so huge and has all these great people working on it. And that could be your first film. I think it's if I can say one thing, I felt ecstatic and extremely happy. And you know, I felt also very responsible. I'm not that I'm doing this film, that I have to give my best so that I can. Because I knew that, you know, all these guys are so good at what they do, like Adi, Shah Rukh, and Yash Raj films are the biggest banners of our country. But I just knew that if any goof ups are going to happen, it's going to be from my end. So I had to gear up and be the best that I could be.
Tell us a little bit about the role, those who haven't introduced to your role in Rab Ne Bana Di Jodi. What is your role about in your debut film?
Well, you know, Tani, most of you must have seen the film, and if you haven't, please go watch it. But yeah, Tani is this, you know, this really fun, vivacious and flamboyant girl. You know, she thinks that everything that in life that's going to happen to her is something that she's going to have control over. And, you know, she uses life as her canvas, and she paints it just the way she wants to. But then, you know, some things take place in her life, which kind of leads her to a place that she would have never imagined her to be.
So Anushka, what was most fun and what was most challenging acting in this first film?
I think, you know, there is one scene in the film which some of you might have noticed, the village part where Tani is screaming at Suri, and you might have noticed that it's a one-shot scene. I think that is quite challenging because, you know, I had to make sure that I was well coordinated with the camera movement, and I had to reach a certain mark. When the camera reaches a certain mark, there's a lot of synchronization required between me and the camera. And I guess and the scene also, because, you know, made me scream at Suri, played by Shah Rukh. So I guess, yeah, both of which, I mean, the technicality and then screen at Shah Rukh, but I guess it was a bit difficult. But we managed to pull it off.
Let's talk about, I'm sure this will bring a lot more excitement while you'll be answering. How was the experience working with Shah Rukh Khan?
It was amazing. He is such a nice guy. He's so cool. He's so much fun to be with. And, you know, every day that he was in the set, there was just so much life on the set. And when he wasn't, it just felt really dull. So Shah Rukh really is so much energy. He's really gifted.
Now that you have worked with him, what is Shah Rukh's strength as an actor and as a person?
I think Shah Rukh's strength as an actor is that he's a selfless actor. So, you know, for him, the film is most important, and he will make sure that everything that he does is just for his contribution to the film. And I think as a person, the best thing about Shah Rukh is that he makes everyone feel so comfortable around him, so that, you know, when you're with him, you feel like you've known him for so long.
Personally, what's your take on older men getting married to younger women?
Well, you know, like in the film, he's not really that old. He's about 31, 32, and Tani is about, say, about 22. I guess the difference is not so much, but yes, well, there is some age difference there. I guess it was nice. I mean, if you have someone who is such a nice man and so good, it doesn't really matter. I wish every girl gets to have a husband or a lover like Suri, who can love her so unconditionally.
And what if that person is Shah Rukh Khan? Of course. Alright. Anushka, when did you decide to become a model, and how did your family respond to that?
My family was very supportive. I decided to start modeling when I was only 15 years old, and Well, yeah, I started quite early.
Did you ever decide that you were going to get into the acting or the films?
No, not really. Not acting. Acting was something I didn't really think I would get into, but I had an open mind towards it.
All right. So at this point, is acting your preferred choice?
Yes, it is. It is. I think I enjoyed myself so much acting that while I was acting that I think this is something that I'd like to do. And this is something that I had so much fun doing, and I hope every experience that I have in every film that I'm going to do is as wonderful and as special as this one was. But I guess your first film always remains the most special.
Did you join any acting classes or had any acting coach before?
No, actually, not for this film, but sometime before the film, not really knowing much at that time, I had no idea that I was going to be doing this film. But yes, I did. There's this lull phase in modeling when you get really bored, and I just can't do that. So I took up this acting workshop, which was a lot of fun with a few of my other friends who were going for it, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Give us a little input on your experience working with renowned director Aditya Chopra.
It was a wonderful experience. I mean, you know, we've grown up watching films like DDLJ and Mohabbate, and to then see those scenes being designed right in front of you, I think it's an exceptional experience. And Adi is a wonderful, wonderful person and an amazing, amazing director. He's so good. He's so good with all these emotional scenes. He's amazing.
Did you have any contractual obligations with Yash Raj, and or are you free to sign any films?
Well, yeah, I have a contract with Yash Raj for 2 more films. So this one's a good contract, actually, was for 3 films. Now, one is Rabni and 2 other films after that. But which one film is going to be, well, we really don't know, because Adi was really busy with the shoot of this film, and so was I. Now I think we can sit down and decide on which film I should be doing next.
Of course, we do wish and look forward to having you in many more.
Thank you.
Sure. Now we know what Anushka is. Give us a little bit of information about your parents and your family.
I think my family is very, very supportive, and you know, I am what I am today because of my family. I have a very, very close connection with my parents and my brother, and I've been brought up in an army background. My dad's in the Indian Army, so I've been brought up in that atmosphere. Everyone says that, but I truly, truly am what I am because of my parents. And I'm sure whoever says that also is what they are because of parents. I think they make your life so special.
So coming from that background, do you think your life was very disciplined?
Yeah, you know, people think that because you're from army background, there's going to be a siren that's going to blow every morning and you have to wake up at that time. So that really does not happen. My dad, he was very strict. He told you that, you know, one must always do the right thing. But he never imposed too much on me and my brother. So I guess, we were quite lucky, right, in that way, I guess. There was a drill, early morning drill that happened every day. So that was
Is any of your family member, or are they into Bollywood films?
No, not really. Actually, my parents and my dad did not even sit through 3 hours of a film. But and so because of that, my mom also doesn't watch too many movies. My brother likes watching films, and he has a far superior knowledge about films than even I do.
Who screamed the most when they came to know you were going to act with Shah Rukh Khan?
I think my family, everyone, my parents, my brother, because, you know, they're such lovely people, and everyone always says good things about them. I mean, Shah Rukh and Adi and Yash Raj films. So I think it was the whole package that was something my parents couldn't believe was really something that was offered to me.
How would you, in your personal opinion, would you rate today's Bollywood films? I'm not restricting only to this movie, generally speaking.
I think Bollywood's doing really, really well. There are, newer ideas, newer thoughts are that's coming in, and films are being made on it. You know, we have films like Rock On, which are really getting accepted by the Indian audiences very, very well. And I think it's nice that newer talent in terms of directors are coming in, because there's new thoughts and there are new ideas which are put to great use, and lovely films come out of it.
What are your favorite movie genres?
I think romantic comedies. They just... Yeah, it's been Bollywood films. I think even Rabni was a romantic comedy, if I can say so. And, you know, for me, I have to cry in films. I love to cry in films when I watch a movie, and I can shed a few tears. I feel really, really nice. I think it's best of a tool for me if I cried in a movie.
Well, you're a winner in that case. Emotional dramas always are winner when it comes to Bollywood movies.
Huh?
Emotional dramas are always winners.
Yeah, always. Yeah, always.
Anushka, what are your future plans?
Well, nothing. I just plan on doing some really good work and choose the right kind of work and stay focused and work hard.
I can see that you are. I can see you come from that background, so I'm sure you carry those virtues also. Before I say bye to you, you get the last word. What would you like to tell your fans?
Oh, I mean, it's really so strange to suddenly have fans. But if I do, then I would just like to tell them that thank you so much for liking me in the film, and thank you so much for watching the film and making it such a huge success. We're all very grateful to you all for giving so much love to the film and to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. One and only Anushka Sharma. Thank you.